This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Rose Oconee Historical Society. Badger celebrated its 75th anniversary in 1981 with a book of remembrances called Pioneers in Progress. It told about many people, businesses, and events in its history. I'll read today from their book. This story is about the Badger Volunteer Fire Department. With Badger growing rapidly, it soon became apparent that it needed fire protection. Practically all of the buildings were of wooden construction, so the Badger Fire Department was organized in September of 1903. The Fire Department Relief Association was organized and incorporated in May of 1908, after Badger had become an incorporated village in 1906. Since Badger was still a part of Skagen Township in 1903, it could not pass a special levy for the purchasing of fire equipment. Therefore, the first fire equipment, including a fire engine, was rented from the Waterous Engine Works of St. Paul. In November 1906, after incorporation, it was purchased for the sum of $404.21. The original fire engine would be worth 10 times that much now if it had been preserved. To ensure a water supply, aside from the Badger Creek, a village well had been started. This was an 8 by 8 foot hand-dug well and was located across the main street from the school. At a special meeting of the village council in March of 1904, a motion was made and carried, and we quote, that we accept Mr. Strandberg's offer to continue to dig the village well at the rate of $5 per foot, and after going down 16 feet at $2 per foot. Peter Strandberg agreed to go down as deep as the committee wishes, but not over 26 feet. Then, from the village council meeting of April 6, 1906, the salary of the fire warden was set at $25 per year. Also, a resolution that we adopt the old rule of paying $3 to the first person getting to and moving the fire engine to the place of the fire in case of outbreak of fire in the village. Better refer this to the earlier resolution, including the use of a horse, and that a dam be built on the creek to ensure the supply of water for fire protection. The dam was built on the west side of the bridge. Later, this dam was involved in a tragedy when two youngsters playing on the place broke through this ice and lost their lives through drowning. The dam was subsequently removed. The first fire hall was located on the bank of Badger Creek, where Our Redeemer's Church now stands. You will see it on one of the street scenes in another portion of that book. In 1912, a new hall was built, located on the site of the present one. As of 1981. This has a reservoir underneath that held a very large water supply. It also had extra fire apparatus such as hook and ladder carriage, tools, carts, and of course the fire engine. All of it was hand-drawn. The fire engine was the best of its type in its day, consisting of a single-cylinder upright gasoline engine and a rotary pump. Before there was any updating of the firefighting equipment, tragedy struck not just once, but three times. The first was the Schuberg Block Fire in 1927, when the old fire engine could not be started, and it was just a matter of watching the buildings burn. The next was 6 years later, when the block, where the post office is now located, burned. Then, a rebuilt fire engine, using the pump from the old one but a different engine, an automobile motor, failed. The third fire in February 1936, when the standard garage and the rest of the block burned, what was left of Badger's fire apparatus was also destroyed, as it was housed in the garage in the very room where the fire started. Some may wonder why the department was not up to standards. Perhaps there was some complacency existing because there had not been a major fire in years. But we were also in the midst of a severe depression and money was very scarce, so it was difficult to buy any new apparatus. Experience of the past points to the fact that updating of equipment and regular fire drills are very important. In 1936, the village council and town people took action to prevent any more calamitous fires in Badger. With government aid, water mains were laid and hydrants placed from one end of the business district to the other. A new fire station was constructed, which is the present one, with a 65,000-gallon reservoir. Pressure for the mains was supplied by a large pumping unit installed at the fire hall. Enough hose was purchased, which, when attached to the hydrant of the post office, reached past the schoolhouse. By the end of 1936, the business district had good protection, but the residential area was still vulnerable. In August of 1936, Martin Hanisted resigned as chief, and Henry, or Hank, Hansen, was unanimously chosen to act in his stead. Hank was elected regular chief at the annual meeting in 1937. Badger's first fire truck was built from scratch. It consisted of a Model T truck chassis, a 300-gallon tank, and a hand pump, the kind used by the old steam threshers, operated by two men. It had 100 feet of 1-inch hose and could shoot a stream of water 30 feet into the air. It proved effective in putting out any blaze, not having too good a start. It saved a machine shed and granary that first spring at the Danielson Brothers farm. Chief Hansen was quite proud of his creation. I'll read the rest of this story next week. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories.